shining a light on the women creating impact, leading organizations and mission-focused strategic programs across the federal technology and consulting community. This is Impact. I am being joined today by Melanie Cook, the CEO and founder of Veritas Management Group. Melanie, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me, Marianne.
Awesome. So let's just start with, is there an experience or an event that you believe helped steer you down your current path?
So as any good lawyer would say, there are multiple answers to that question. I've had multiple careers in my professional life. So there have been many paths that have led me to where I am now. Primarily, right now, I'm in the government contracting industry. That's what I support. So I'll just focus for a minute on that industry.
Right.
So I was a senior policy advisor to the U.S. Secretary of Commerce early on in my career, and that introduced me to the intersection of government and business. In my next role at DB Consulting Group, that's where I learned the intricacies of government contracting, and that's the job I held immediately prior to starting my own company. So if I would say if there was any one experience that helped me to shape where I am now, that route, that path would be the most important sequence of events.
Okay, so was there a leader or a mentor along the way that helped guide you?
Once again, I've had several mentors, several leaders, because I've been in several different areas.
Right.
But there has been one person, Veronica Biggins, here in Atlanta, that has been with me consistently. When I was a sophomore in college, I was appointed to the Board of Trustees for Spelman College, which was the college I was attending. Veronica was on the board. She took me under her wing. She introduced me to the board. She introduced me to board members. But more importantly, she kind of guided me on that path of what it meant to be on a board. She has been my mentor throughout my career at various levels. And so now we meet a couple of times a year, and she'll help me kind of focus on the needs at hand, the goals at hand, what do you need help with? But then also she kind of helps me stay focused on what's next. She told me one time, the day you start your job, you need to be thinking about the next job. Well, as CEO, what does that mean? So for me, it means how do I think about the next few years, the next phase of the business? How do I grow that business? How do I increase my network from a local network to a national and international network? So she really helps me with that. And then for my business, Terrence Evans at TJ Fact, he's the founder and CEO of that organization. He's really been my mentor since the beginning. Each year I sit down with him and I say, hey, I'm at this point. How do I need to be thinking about the next year? What do I need to be thinking about? So also as a business owner, my peers are just as important as quote unquote mentors, because those are the folks that I can go to and say, hey, you know, even if they are not in the same business, payroll is payroll.
Yeah.
Financing is financing and all those kinds of things. Insurance is insurance. So at this point, I probably use more peer advisors than I use mentors on a regular basis. And I have to say that whoever's listening to this, I hope that you use the formal structures of mentoring and those programs much better than I did. I did not take full advantage of that early in my career. And I do have some regrets about that. So that's one source of encouragement that I would say is, you know, if you're at a company that has a formal program, use it. If you don't work for a company that has a formal program, create one yourself. Find people who are where you want to be. Ask them how they got there and ask them, will they be your mentor?
So that's one of the questions I was going to ask you. As if someone was looking at your career as a guiding force, what are some of the other tips you would give them so that they could get to where you are today?
Well, a couple of things, Marianne. Yeah, I want to kind of go in two different routes from that. The first thing that I want to say is always look at the big picture. What's the big picture objective? And for me, the most important advice is to follow your own North Star and understand what your North Star is. And we all have one. You may not know what it is. You may not articulate it, but you're being guided by something. And if you know what that something is, let that stay in place no matter what. The name of our company is Veritas Management Group. Veritas means truth in Latin. And so for us, integrity infiltrates our entire business. Now, that doesn't mean that we're goody two shoes and that we do everything perfectly. But what it does mean is that we try and treat our employees, our team members with integrity and with truth and honesty. And the same thing for our customers and partners in the community. That is a guiding North Star for us. And for me as a leader, there are plenty of times when I could have taken a shortcut where I could have done things that didn't necessarily agree with our values. And so I just decided, you know, I'm not going to take what seems good for the short term at the expense of the long term. And right. So someone else may have a different North Star. So let me compare that with my second one is be careful about starting a business because you need money versus starting a business because you want money. And the difference is when you start a business because you need money, you may be enticed to make decisions that are not best for you. We all need money. We all want money, but just be careful about your level of need and the business and where you are. So there are a lot of people who may have lost a job and therefore obviously they need money and they start a business. That's a little different. But I would just say be careful about where you are and what the decisions that you make because of your current circumstances.
Okay. So what are some things that you could give as advice for leaders that they should keep in mind when they're guiding teams and driving organizations forward?
I think about that a lot, Marianne. And what I'm taking back to is two pieces of wisdom that was shared with me along the way. One was part of a Goldman Sachs program that I participated in some years ago. And in their leadership module entitled You Are the Leader, the primary thesis was you will run your business like you run your family. And then another piece of advice that I got that's very similar and kind of complements that is a business will only go as far as its leader. And so what I took from those two things is one, the way that you run your family, I don't care if you're single, you're just managing your household on your own, you still have a budget. You still have to, you know, figure out, are you going to balance your checkbook or not? Are you just going to kind of run your, you know, your bank account, have money in the bank? I'm going to spend until I don't have any more money. Are you going to balance? How do you run your personal life? Or if you're, you know, head of a family and you have to balance, you know, you have to balance taking kids to school and, you know, managing all those schedules. All those things reflect how you're going to run your business for the good and for the bad. And likewise, your business will only go as far as you go. So I'll just kind of give my own personal interaction with that business axiom. I have ADD and dyslexia. I wasn't diagnosed until I was 34. So most of my foundation, I did not know how to apply tools and techniques to help me most effectively manage that. So I don't like numbers necessarily. And so early on in my business, I probably dealt with the numbers and the financial part of my business as little as possible. I would let my CPA, I would let my bookkeeper, I would let everybody else deal with that. But there came a time when that would not work. And there came a time when I paid a price for that because I wasn't as intimately familiar with my financials. And so there were some decisions that I needed to make that I was not adequately informed to make. And so I had to go get a tutor. I had to ask my CPA to work with me, to break things down, to present information to me in a certain kind of way. But basically, I just had to unravel all those fears around numbers that told me that you can't do this or, you know, you need to know calculus in order to be a good business owner. And that's just not true. But I did have to face it. So I have seen both of those things come into play. I was not a person that necessarily followed, you know, all the financial statements every week. That's just not how I run my business. But I do make sure that each month I sit down with my CPA and we go over those financials. We do those things that are best practices in terms of making sure that your business is running in a good way. So, like I said, You run your business like you run your family, and your business will only go so far as you go. So all those things that you want to run away from, you're going to have to come back and go through the front door on those things. That would be two pieces of advice that I would say as a leader, focus on your own strengths and challenges and enhance your strengths and deal with your challenges.
Okay, so now let's look to the future. What do you think are going to be some of the biggest focuses in your industry over the next 5 years?
So VMG, we own two businesses, the parent company VMG, probably 90% in the government contracting business. And then our subsidiary, ASAP Talent Services, they're 100% in the commercial sector. And so in both sectors, one particular trend is impacting both industries, and that is consolidation of contracts. So on the government side, we're seeing more and more needs kind of come together under one umbrella. So a client, instead of having 10 different contracts, they may now have one, and just more things are happening in that particular contract. And what's driving that is a customer's desire to spend less time managing a contract and more time focusing on the actual work. On the private sector side, one of the trends that's happening is they're not necessarily consolidating contracts, but they're consolidating the way that they obtain work. So instead of having, let's say, 100 different direct relationships with 100 different vendors, they may have relationships now with one vendor, which is called an RPO. And then that RPO sources all those needs for that one customer. So now all those businesses that were once directly working with the corporations are now going through the RPO. If they're able to even, you know, become a second tier vendor with the RPO. So those two trends are impacting the two businesses that I'm in. And of course, AI is impacting everything. We had a meeting yesterday about how we're going to think about using AI in our business. Some of us already use it, but as a company, what is going to be our approach? How can we use AI to help us become more efficient? So those trends, and we don't know how that's going to impact our customers' need for us in the future. So we just always want to stay nimble and stay flexible enough to be able to respond to any changes in technology, changes in the environment, changes in politics, whatever changes are out there. Small businesses have to be nimble enough to make those changes and make those turns on a dime.
Okay. Well, Melanie, is there anything else you would like to add?
I really enjoy what I do. And I know it took me a long time to figure out exactly what that meant. So I knew that I wanted to go into business, didn't quite know exactly what industry I wanted to focus on. And so I would say, if you're interested in business and you have some ideas, start. Probably the most difficult part about starting a business is starting it, is actually just taking that plunge. But I would say, make it an educated, informed plunge. Just don't go run out and, you know, quit a job with no plan, you know, no support system, no relationships, you know, so be smart about it. But at some point, just jump. Just jump.
Just jump. I love it. That's great advice. Well, Melanie, thank you so much for taking the time to join us today.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
Thank you for listening. Please be sure to check out our other podcasts, Keeping IT Brief and Afternoon Tea, available on your podcast providers.